The resolution was that the WA Farmers Federation and Grain Growers Limited work with GRDC, government and traders, to put in place an entity to promote Australian grain and facilitate trade to the world markets.
Why?
Well, because it's felt that there's not enough being done since the AWB, when it lost its single desk, which was before that it was doing all the industry good functions and promoting wheat worldwide. I guess now that there's no single desk anymore, that we need to go a different way. And we see in places like America, where the American Wheat Associates go forward and do all those sorts of things and can go ahead from that.
It's been almost 10 years since deregulation though, Bob. Why has it taken so long?
Well, I guess that we've had a short supply of grain as one of the reasons. There's another reason, of course, being there's a time after all this good work had been done by AWB that there was a flow-on effect from that, and now it's ceased.
There seems to be a lot of organisations that either have put up their hand to work in this space or have at least considered it. I mean, is there a natural answer already out there, or do you think there needs to be a separate body established?
Oh, I think we really got to look at all avenues to see whether any of the existing bodies can achieve our objectives.
Bodies such as?
Well, AGIC could be one, maybe an offshoot of GRDC, or, you know, I'm sure there's plenty there that can be done.
Doesn't current legislation prohibit that, though?
Oh, at this stage, yes, you said current. It certainly does, but no, things can be changed.
You mentioned bodies such as AGIC and GRDC, but what about the current marketers? Western Australia, 80% of the grain is exported. You'd think that a big player like CBH, which is the state's biggest grain exporter, they would possibly want to have a hand in this, or they'd at least they'd get something out of it if somebody else was to do it. So is it something that you should be asking marketers to do?
Oh, I think that they should all be involved for sure. But I think we've got to understand that a marketer is out there generally to get the cheapest possible product to make the most out of it. I mean, CBH are probably a little different to most marketers, but nevertheless, this is a commercial operation of marketing, and I guess they're not going to go worldwide doing it to the extent that we think it needs to be done, because are they going to get it ready for other marketers to do or what? That's the question.
That being said, growers aren't really known for wanting to put their hands in their pockets, Bob. So, I mean, if this is a case of another levy for growers, how do you think that will go down?
Oh, we're just hoping it's not going to be another levy. We're hoping that something may be able to be worked out through part of possibly the GRDC levy coming this way, and to get it really going, and the marketers might chuck a bit in. Even government might feel generous one day to try and promote Australian grain like other governments do in other countries, and I guess it's good for the Australian economy. So the more we can get for our grain export, the better off everyone is in Australia.
So the meeting has made this resolution this evening. Where do you go to from here?
What we need to do is to get all our heads together with the different bodies and see what we can actually do to achieve our goals.
In terms of a time frame, how desperately is this needed?
I think it's going to take a fair while, Tara, to really get there. I mean, this hasn't happened overnight, and I don't think overnight we're going to suddenly get rid of the world supply of grain. There's a lot of grain in the world. We understand that, but we are losing market share in countries, in Indonesia and all other places, or a lot of other places throughout the world. And so we need to bolster them up. I guess some places maybe even increasing, I don't know, but I think this needs a lot more marketing done, and let's hope it comes better fairly soon.
Wally Newman, you're the chairman of the CBH Group. You were at the meeting today. In terms of the suggestion that marketers, in particular CBH, who does occupy a large share of Western Australia's grain exports, paying for some of this marketing and promotion, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are the grower will pay for it because the growers own CBH, so it'll just be a cost that'll go back to the grower, whether CBH do it. We do a lot of that sort of work, so we promote West Australian grain specifically, and we'll continue to do that, but we'd welcome any sort of mechanism that promotes Australian grain, and in particular West Australian grain.
Growers obviously don't think enough is being done, though, Wally, if they're wanting either a separate levy or a separate group or an addition to what's already being done.
Growers are naturally resistant to levies, as you're well aware, and I think if it can be done within the system, I think there's probably some potential there. Raising new levies, I think it's really difficult.
Is the idea of a body that is solely responsible for marketing of Australian grain, is that something that you think CBH and your fellow directors would be favourable towards?
Certainly the board of CBH would be in support of anything that promotes Australian grain, because it'd be a benefit to our members as members of CBH and the West Australian grains industry.
Peter Roberts, you're the chairman of the GRDC's Western panel. One of the suggestions made here today was that perhaps this marketing of grain is something that the GRDC could take on. Under its current legislation, though, that's not the case. What would it take for that to be able to happen?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Tara. Quite obviously, the meeting here today has recognised that this opportunity needs to be explored, and for that to be invoked within GRDC, obviously those sorts of conversations would have to be held between the Minister and our grain growing representative organisations such as Grain Growers and GPA, and the discussion needs to be had there. Under the current legislation, it would change. They would need a change of the legislation or a grower vote for this marketing levy to get up. So that's where we are at the moment, but obviously at the top end of the organisations, that's where the discussion needs to be had.
A grower vote is something that's now achievable, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, in theory, I mean, the legislation's just been passed for GRDC to collect the levy payer information, and once that information is available, then technically, yes, you can have a grower vote based on that data. But it'll take some time to put that together, and, you know, the industry will demand that to do any changes.
Is it something that is feasible given the current workload of the GRDC?
Oh, everything can be done, you know. It's just a matter of allocating the resources, and that's time and people. But, you know, we will be GRDC. I mean, I'm not speaking on behalf of GRDC, but they'll obviously take direction from our grain grower organisations, and that's where the discussion, as I said, will start.
Ray Morgan, you're the State Coordinator for Grain Growers here in Western Australia, and Grain Growers is one of the joint grower bodies that, I suppose, has this middle ground here between what growers want and government. For this to happen, it sounds like there's a lot of work ahead.
Oh, Tara, look, I think it's fair to say that there's a lot of work, and it's going to take quite a long time to come up with the solutions. I think from this meeting today, though, it gives us a flavour of what growers are thinking and their responses when they're given information about where the current state of the industry is.
A resolution has been made at this meeting. Where does Grain Growers take it from here?
Suggestions has come out of this meeting today, or resolutions, that'll go back through our national policy group, of which one of our national policy group members, Colin Nicol, was in the meeting today. That then goes on the agenda to be addressed as a national policy for grain growers.
Given that this would need to be a national policy for grain growers for it to go any further, and Western Australia is a predominantly exporting state, but many of the others aren't. They consume their grain domestically. How likely is it you think that there will be support nationwide for something like this?
Oh, look, I wouldn't like to say, to put words in the mouths of the other members in the other states. This is strictly an issue for farmers, and the policy group will come together and discuss that. They do have a very consensus opinion in formulating policy for the good of the industry. And look, even those states that may not be big on the export side of it, there's certainly benefits for R&D and marketing. All those things flow through to all grain producers alike. Well, I can't see anything happening very quickly, but certainly from today's meeting, there is a strong feeling amongst the members who are here and the farmers who are here that something should be done.